So let's review. The Torah specifies the number of legin for the nesachim, the wine libations that accompanied each carbon. Shleish lekeves, arbo la'ayel, shisha lepar. 3 leg for a lamb, 4 leg for a ram, and 6 leg for a bull. The mission now discusses the number of legin one can donate as an independent minchas nesachim, wine libations brought on their own without a carbon. Suck the Mishnah. A misnadman leg shnayim b'chamisha, al misnadman shleisha v'arba v'shisha u'mishisha u'lamala. One cannot donate 1, 2, or 5 leg of wine, since this number of legin never accompany a carbon. Rather, one can donate 3, 4, or 6 legin, since they are the corresponding amount for a lamb, ram, or bull, or any number higher than 6, since every higher number is the total of some of these 3 numbers added together. The Gemara inquires, Aisi chamisha, yesh kevel l'nesachem o in kevel l'nesachem. If one donates 5 leg, is there a set amount to nesachem? In other words, must all 5 legin be brought together as one? Or can part of it be brought in parts? And the Gemara explains the Shaila. I amr in kevel l'nesachem, mashach u'makar v'arba minayu, d'chazi l'ayel v'idach av'netava. If they can be brought in parts, he can bring 4 of these legin and the leftover 1 leg is either sold and the proceeds donated to the communal funds, or combined with an additional legin and offered on the mizbeach. However, I amr yesh kevel l'nesachem, adinam l'luhu l'karvi. If they cannot be brought in parts, he cannot offer any legin until he adds at least 1 more leg, which would make it 6 legin, the equivalent of the nesachim of a par or of 2 kvasim. To resolve this question, the Gemara first cites the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. Shisha l'nadava, keneged meisr chatas, umeisr hashamis, umeisr hashem nazir, umeisr hashem etzaira, umeisr kinin, umeisr michas chayte. There were 6 containers in the Beis HaMikdash, where money was deposited for communal voluntary offerings. These were filled with excess funds of chatois or the various hashamis, and the excess funds of bird offerings or the mincha v'chayte. Now, if in kevel l'nesachem and he can offer some of the legin separately, l'sakin sheif achrin k'neged meis nesachem, there should have been another container for excess funds from the leftover nesachem. The Gemara answers, hanach l'nidvas tzibur azli, hani shchichi, efshad minstarfi demar demar bahadei adod v'karvi. The 6 types of funds mentioned in the Mishnah are used for communal offerings that are not that common and had to be stored in these containers until they could be used. But excess nesachim are common, and so they were usually combined with other ligin and offered very soon, and there was no need to store them in containers. The Gemara then resolves this inquiry from a braisa. The pasuk of nesachim in Parsha Shlach says, "Kol ha'ezrach yaser kocha es eila." From the word ha'ezrach, we expound, "Malamed shemisnat v'nesachim v'kama shleishes lugin." One can donate independent minchas nesachim of 3 lugin. And from the word kacha we learn, shle yifches, cannot be less than 3 logan. And another pasuk in Parashat Pinchas says, v'neskeim chatzia hin yia, and we expound, shemotz lahisiv yasif, one could also donate more than 3 log. Now, ilim arba v'shisha, maishna shleish l'chazul l'kebis, arba v'shisha nami chazul aylu par. We do not need this pasuk to teach us that one could donate 4 or 6 log, because it is understood. Just as 3 logan are suitable for a lamb, 4 or 6 logan are suitable for a ram or a bull. Apparently, chamisha v'shma mino in kevel l'nesachem. The brisa derives from the pasuk that one can donate 5 legin and can offer some of the legin separately. Accordingly, the Gemara points out we must interpret our Mishnah statement ein misnadman leg shnayim b'chamisha as follows: shnayim de lechazu klal, chamisha chazu. One cannot donate 1 or 2 leg at all, and one cannot donate 5 legin to be offered as one, but he can offer some of those legin separately. The Gemara inquires, "Imtim tzalei miyesh kevel l'nesachem achat ostermai." If the amount of legin donated must be offered all as one, what is halacha if one donated 11 legin? Perhaps gavur l'shnei parm kamachavin v'adamam luhu loy karvi. He intended to donate the amount of 2 bulls, and so he cannot offer the nesachem until he adds a 12th leg. Or perhaps l'shnei elu mekeves echad kamachavin trei michad mina v'chad michad mina minan. We assume that he intended to donate the amount of 2 rams and 1 lamb, even though there are 2 types, which adds up to 11 legin, 3 plus 4 plus 4. Take with the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. The next Mishnah cites a machlokes whether one can bring a minchas nesachim of oil alone, as one can bring a minchas nesachim of wine alone, as we learned earlier. Zok the Mishnah, misnad vin yain ve'ein misnad vin shemen divri b'kiva. B'tayfanoimim misnad vin shemen. Kiva says that one cannot bring a minchas nesachim of oil alone, and Reb Tarfon says that one can bring a minchas nesachim of oil alone. And the Mishnah explains, Amr Reb Tarfon, mamitzin b'yayin, shuhu b'chayv b'banadava, avshemen shuhu b'chayv b'banadava. Reb Tarfon argues as follows, just as wine can be brought as part of the obligation of minchas nesachim together with a carbon, or as an independent minchas nesachim, alone as a donation, so too oil, which is brought as part of one's obligation of Michas Nesachim together with a carbon, can also be brought as an independent Michas Nesachim alone as a donation. However, Amar Rabbi Akiva loy. If a marta b'yayin she can carve him chayvasa b'fnei atzmai, time b'shemet she ain't carve him chayvasa b'fnei atzmai. Rabbi Akiva argues that wine, even when brought as part of an obligatory minchas nesachim with a carbon, is brought separately. It is poured into the sefel, the bowl on the mizbeach by itself. Therefore, wine can also be brought as independent minchas nesachim all by itself. Oil, however, when brought as part of an obligatory minchas nesachim with a carbon, is not brought by itself. It is mixed with the flour and burned on the mizbeach together. Therefore, perhaps oil cannot be brought as an independent michas nesachim by itself. The Gemara explains, "Midivish neim nilmoid misnadav adam michas nesachim b'chol yom." All agree that one can donate an independent michas nesachim voluntary at any time, and we do not say michas nedav goli barachmana hanechamisha menachas in tefeilai. The Torah only mentions the five types of menachas, and so one cannot donate an independent michas nesachim. Rather, we say hanemilu b'stama avlechad the parish parish. If one pledges a mincha without specifying which type, he brings one of the five menachas mentioned in the Torah. However, if he specifies his intentions, he can also bring minchas nesachim. The Mishnah concludes, Ein shnayim misnadvin nisarin echad, aval misnadvin eilo v'shlamim v'ayif afila preda achas. Two people cannot donate one nisarin as a single mincha in partnership. However, they can offer an animal or even a single bird as a carbon in partnership. And the Gemara cites a braisa, an explanation of this ruling. A pasuk says, Asher Yaakov karbonai, l'chol nedreim, l'chol nedvaisim, asher ekrivu l'Hashem. The ekrivu is plural, referring to several people bringing karbonas. Therefore, hakol boin b'shutras. All karbonas can be brought in partnership. However, le'sil kakasev ela mincha. The only karbon that cannot be brought in partnership is a mincha, because the pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sakrev karbon mincha l'Hashem. Nefesh is singular, referring to a single donor. The Gemara cites an explanation for the Torah's use of the term nefesh. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, mi darch lehevi mincha? Ani. Mal ani alav ki lehikrev nafshe lefanai. Since a mincha is usually brought by a poor person, Hashem says, I consider it as if he has offered his very self before me as a carbon. Similarly, the Gemara explains the reason why there are five ways of preparing a mincha. Moshe lemelech basa b'dam, sh'as loy oyav v'yisuda, v'yadea b'yishu ani. This can be compared to a king whose close friend prepared a meal for him. The king, knowing that his host was poor, said to him, "Asei li mincha misha mini tigun kedei shehana mimcha. Prepare for me a simple meal of flour and oil in five different ways, so that I will benefit from you and accept them favorably." Hanulach HaMenachas V'Anasachim, where Baruch Hashem completed the 12th parak of Masechet HaMenachas, and will begin the 13th parak, Harei Le'Isaron, in the next share, Be'ezus Hashem.